Thanks so much, Kim. It's us. It's Bill and Wendy. We are trying our best to get in contact with Dean Richards to talk film and show business and entertainment with you. Do we know if we have Dean or not? Dean, are you there?
Hello.
You're not Dean. Wendy. I'm not falling for that again.
We might have to get him on the phone.
All right.
Anna Balaval has probably
Is she behind this? Is this the work of
Can I just tell you, I live for you to say that.
No, that's fun to say. That is fun to say.
She might have sabotaged the whole
I wouldn't put
thing.
It past her. I would not put it past her. You know what I wanted to talk about with him, and you and I can talk about it. I don't know if you have as strong a feeling about this as I do, but I found out yesterday on the way home that Bob Elliott had died. He is half of Bob and Ray.
I heard that this morning on the Steve Cochran show when he was talking to Dean, when he made it to Dean's, or to Steve's show.
When he was on the Steve. Bob and Ray, for my money, that was one of the best comedy duos of all time. Insanely funny, just really, really perfect in everything they did. Ray Goulding died quite a while ago, but Bob Elliott just passed away yesterday at the age of 92. Not only leaving a comedy legacy behind him, but he's the father of Chris Elliott, who was a writer on David Letterman's show and then was on SNL.
What was his Get a Life?
He was the boy under the stair. Oh, yeah. He was the star of Get a Life.
I loved that show on Fox.
And played for, I want to say both seasons, played Chris Elliott's dad. He was his dad in real life, but played his dad on the sitcom.
Yes, and then Abby Elliott is Chris's daughter.
Yeah, Chris's daughter, Bob Elliott's granddaughter.
And Dean Richards is Dean Richards.
Yes, he is. All true.
Who was responsible for your mic mishap?
Oh.
Was Which it, mic mishap was that?
Was it that you weren't here? Was it Annabella? How do you
Did
say
Did Annabella steal your microphone so you couldn't talk to us, Dean?
You're talking about Annabella Vall.
That's how you say it. I'm sorry.
Say it again, Bill.
Am I saying it wrong?
No.
I think I'm saying it right.
Not if you're racist, you're not.
I'm not.
Oh, stop
I am
it.
Not
she
in
just
anywhere.
Says it so quickly.
She says it too fast.
Anna Bellaval.
Try it, Bill. Blah, blah, blah.
Perfect. I've seen sparks come out of her mouth, Dean, when she says her name. That shouldn't happen.
That's the funniest thing. Bill Dean, took his funny pills today.
Dean, we were just talking about Bob Elliott. My guess is, because you're such a fan of radio and of comedy, that he might have meant something to you as well. That was one of the giants, Bob Elliott, wasn't it?
Grew up, watching him. I wish, that I had been from a generation beforehand so I could have, experienced, the true heyday.
The 50s. They were at their peak probably in the 50s, right?
Yeah, right. They started in local radio.
Boston?
Much like you guys, really. Yeah. And then went on to national radio. So you guys could become national treasures.
We could be the next Bob and Ray.
There's still hope for, for
I just want to be
Bob and Ray, Bill and Wendy.
That's what I'm striving to be like. You mentioned on the Cochran show today that as a lot of people were idolized David Bowie, who was the...
Judd Apatow.
Yes.
Judd Apatow said that...
Freaks and Geeks and everything else.
Bob Elliott is his David Bowie, that Bob and Ray were his David Bowie.
That's cool.
That's how much he respected them. Leaving this legacy of comedy in general, but, his son, Chris Elliott, his granddaughter, Chris Elliott's daughter, who went on to work on SNL.
Abby Elliott.
For several years.
Yeah.
And by all accounts, I never had the opportunity to meet them, but. Everyone, just said that they were great guys. I imagine that they were just like, would be like Bob Newhart.
Sure.
Just because their style was, so low-key, so not, hitting you over the head with the sledgehammer, but just like subtle, witty, very dry.
Deadpan so much of the time.
Yeah.
Do you remember, Dean, on either the first or second season of Saturday Night Live, on an off week, there was a special that they did called Bob and Ray, Jane, Lorraine, and Gilda were the three cast members, the three female cast members of Saturday Night Live, did a show where it was all Bob and Ray bits, but then they played the secondary characters. Do you remember that weekend at all?
I don't.
Really fun to watch.
Yeah, I'll bet. Those are cool things. And, these kinds of comedians don't exist anymore. That style, doesn't exist anymore. So it's cool to remember. It was 92.
Yep.
Something like that. I don't want to, say that, it certainly is sad, but he lived a long and productive life. And I know I'm going to smile anytime I think about these guys. So I think that's a nice tribute to anybody.
And how old was he?
92.
92.
Yeah,
see,
full life.
Hopefully we live that long.
I'm on board for that. I would love that.
I'm planning on being here every single frickin' Thursday until I'm 92.
1 year for Christmas, some company
Dean
put
Dean Richards it, Movie Report, sponsored by Depend Undergarments.
1 year
Girl
for Christmas.
Depends are worth money.
She'll be saying her name like that then because her false teeth will come out.
All right, a quick break. More with Dean. We'll find out what movies are coming out this weekend. Stay where you are. It's Bill F. and Wendy Snyder on WGN. He knows which movies make you laugh and which ones make you cry. If you love films, then Dean's your guy. So grab yourself some popcorn. He will not talk about hard points. Dean Richards is here to talk about movies. Dean, before we talk about this week's movie, you know, there's been a lot of problem in Hollywood with the Academy Awards and the lack of diversity in the
what?
Nominees. It was in the
I
paper.
I was not told this.
Dean, it was in the paper. It was on page 18 of the paper.
I usually skip page 18.
I'm kidding. What newspaper has 18 pages anymore?
Wait, before you get to your question, we have an emergency phone call we have to take. Who is this on the Celebrity Hotline?
Oh no! I'm in trouble.
It's Anna Balaval. That's how you say it, Bill. You're in deep crap.
Say it,
Anna.
Can you say it again for me? How do I pronounce this correctly?
It's three syllables, Bill.
Anna.
Five.
Balavala. Listen, just call me Anna Falafel. It's the same thing.
I love you, Anna Balaval.
No, I love you, too. I listen. I'm about to take that probiotic thing.
Healthy Trinity. Anna Balaval uses it.
Not yet, but you're telling me on things. I tell Dean constantly. I love these guys. Yep. I'm like a 65-year-old listener now.
Until about 10 minutes ago, she told me how much she loved you.
And now what do I get? I'm
trying my best. I can't say it right.
Wait,
I don't know why.
Anna, will you do an impression of Bill doing your name? It's like a turkey.
I know. Every time I say it, pheasants come to the window. It's the weirdest thing.
Those are rats on Michigan Avenue.
I have a father who weeps every time you do that.
See, so stop it.
But weeps out of joy, right? He's happy.
Here's the thing. I don't understand. You guys want me to say Anna Blayable?
No.
Yeah,
no.
I would like to hear that one morning.
I do.
Me and Dean are in.
I hear that every time I go to the South Side. God bless them.
Anna Balaval.
That's
Anna Balaval. You know, the Hispanic girl.
All right. That's the one. All right. I will try harder. I'm sorry.
Try it one more time.
Anna Balaval.
He did it.
It's easy. If you say
he's choking on his own tongue, for God's sakes. Somebody help him.
Somebody get him a spoon.
Thank you, Anna.
Thank you, Anna Balaval.
I love you both.
Love you back.
All right. During that break, she sent me a text that said, "Tell Leffy's dead to me."
I don't want that. Nobody wants that.
I love her. Be nicer to her.
I will be nicer to her.
You're just jealous because you're just Bill Leff.
I know.
You need more vowels?
She's got all kinds of vowels
it's
and consonants.
Three syllables in her last name.
I know.
It's not that hard.
But she says it, Dean. You know, you hear it. She says it so rapid fire, so fast. I can't say it that fast. It's too hard.
Yes, you can.
I want to. I'm going to try to. I really am. All right, let's talk about this week. It's the
was
new
that
Coen.
Was that the diversity segment?
No, there was something I wanted to ask, but I'll ask you next. No, but it worked out nicely.
That was our diversity segment,
right?
Anyone was wondering
to make amends with the Academy Awards.
Mark the moment down. We had one Hispanic person
right.
on WGN,
right.
And I will pile on because we got a texter when we were talking about the OJ movie and the over the top acting that I saw, and a listener said, you know, they miscast OJ. Evidently, Joseph Fiennes was unavailable.
No, if you wouldn't mind, I'll save my diversity question for next week because I have one and it's a good one. But let's get to this week's movie. It's a Coen Brothers movie.
Are you excited? Are you guys Coen Brothers fans?
I am.
Love
big
them.
Time.
Love them.
Me too. And I think you're going to like this movie. Hail Caesar. It's it's
looks great. The trailers look great.
Yeah, the overall, you know, overall the little bits and pieces of this movie are better than the movie itself, which is not to say that I didn't like the movie. There are just some fantastic moments. When you come out of the movie, you're going to love this part of the movie or love that part of the movie or this character or that character. There are so many rich individual pieces that I'm not sure, like, really congeal into the greatest story in the world or, you know, the greatest sum total. But the Coen brothers are just such masters of delivering interesting, quirky, dimensional, you know, funny, clever, nuanced humor. And they deliver it over and over and over again in this movie. That is, it's a movie about making a movie about movies.
Oh.
I mean, that, you know, that'll give you an idea of, like, kind of the mindset of the Coen brothers with this. George Clooney is a 1950s spoiled brat movie star. He's making a movie that's called Hail Caesar. The really interesting character in this movie is Josh Brolin, who plays a Hollywood fixer. And it's based – a Hollywood fixer is the guy who would go around and, you know, when stars got in trouble, when they wound up drunk someplace, where they were someplace where they were not supposed to be, you know, they were in charge of the images of the stars that were under the studio system at that time. And Josh Brolin is, you know, kind of, he is the fixer based on a real life guy. He's kind of an amalgamation of several different people in the real Hollywood system, trying to just, you know, corral his stars who are constantly getting in trouble, out of wedlock pregnancies, you know, things like that. But in what you get out of this is this hilarious spoiled brat star played by George Clooney, very funny. You get a Scarlett Johansson, who is, you know, kind of an Esther Williams-like character and does her scenes in the water, that water ballet that Esther Williams was so famous for. You've got little bit parts from guys like Jonah Hill. There's a new actor, fairly new and young actor, who in many ways steals this whole movie. His name is Ehrenreich. Alden Ehrenreich, remember his name? Because we're going to be... People need more vowels in their
names.
Yes, really.
It's a serious problem today.
A serious vowel shortage in Hollywood. Yep. He's a young actor who plays... he's kind of a singing cowboy, and they put him into a different kind of role, and to see him in sort of this romantic, this, you know, singing cowboy who is really only good at being a singing cowboy, seeing him trying to do something else is hilarious.
Mm-hmm.
Highlight of the movie for me, though, is Channing Tatum.
Really?
Who does a 7-minute, like, Gene Kelly, Fred Astaire-like song and dance number, tap dancing, singing, dancing, jumping from table to table, did it all himself.
Wow.
Didn't have anybody... You know, like a stand-in dancer or anything. He did it all himself, which is amazing. So, you know, there are little bits and pieces of this movie that I just absolutely loved. It would have been nice if the story had came together, but I didn't care because I'm such a big Coen Brothers fan.
Yeah.
I love here, you know, and I've been talking about this with people the last few days of, you know, why I like the Coen Brothers, why I don't particularly like Quentin Tarantino.
Mm-hmm.
Tarantino does one kind of movie. Think about the different kinds of movies that the Coen brothers have given us.
Sure.
All over the board.
Serious, funny, weird.
Musical. Yeah.
They're up for an Oscar this year for writing that straightaway drama with Tom Hanks and Steven Spielberg, Bridge of Spies. They were the screenwriters of that. These guys can do everything, and they do it so well. So I'm a huge fan of them, and I like this movie very much. I'm giving it a B+.
Not bad.
Even though it's not a perfect movie, I was that entertained by the whole thing, so I liked that.
There is a movie that I saw a trailer for that I told Bill it's not really up my alley, but it looks really good. Deadpool looks so good to me.
I'm going to see that tonight.
Awesome.
That opens next week, you know, a week from tomorrow, so I'll be able to tell you more about that with Ryan.
Ryan Reynolds.
Ryan Reynolds is in that one. This week, I didn't get to see them because I was out of town most of the week, but there is Pride and Prejudice and Zombies.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that looks good, too.
That's opening today, so you're on your own with that one. But I'm pretty sure that it's Pride and Prejudice with zombies.
It is.
I'm pretty sure you don't need any movie critics.
Guest starring Annabelle Laval.
She's in it. She's got a small part in there. Dean, thank you again. Dean giving Hail Caesar, the Coen Brothers comedy, a B+. Not bad. Have a great weekend, Dean.
All right. Thanks, guys.
Hail Dean.
A quick break, and then we'll find out what Steve has on the Wintrust Business Lunch. It's us, Bill and Wendy on WGN.